It's simply listening, holding space, withholding judgment, emotionally connecting, and communicating that incredibly healing message of you're not alone. My conversations with Steve and Karen allowed me to move through shame, get back on my emotional feet, and respond to the man's I knew it email from a place of authenticity and self-worth. I owned my part in the angry exchange and apologized for my inappropriate language. I also set clear boundaries around future communications. I never heard from him again. Shame thrives on secret keeping, and when it comes to secrets, there's some serious science behind the 12-step program saying, you're only as sick as your secrets. In a pioneering study, psychologist and University of Texas professor James Pennebaker and his colleagues studied what happened when trauma survivors, specifically rape and incest survivors, kept their experiences secret. The research team found that the act of not discussing a traumatic event or confiding it to another person could be more damaging than the actual event. Conversely, when people shared their stories and experiences, their physical health improved, their doctor's visits decreased, and they showed significant decreases in their stress hormones. Since his early work on the effects of secret keeping, Pennebaker has focused much of his research on the healing power of expressive writing. In his book, Writing to Heal, Pennebaker writes, since the mid-1980s, an increasing number of studies have focused on the value of expressive writing as a way to bring about healing. The evidence is mounting that the act of writing about traumatic experience for as little as 15 or 20 minutes a day for 3 or 4 days can produce measurable changes in physical and mental health. Emotional writing can also affect people's sleep habits, work efficiency, and how they connect with others. Shame resilience is a practice. And like Pennebaker, I think writing about our shame experiences is an incredibly powerful component of the practice. It takes time to cultivate that practice and courage to reach out and talk about hard things. If you're reading this and thinking, I'd like to be able to have these conversations with my partner or my friend or my child, do it. If you're reading it and thinking, shame has become a management style around here, and it's no wonder that folks are disengaged. We should talk about this. Do it. You don't need to figure it out first or master the information before you engage in conversation. You just have to say, I've been reading a book and there's a chapter about shame. I'd love to talk about it with you. If I lend you my book, will you take a look? The next section is about men, women, shame, and worthiness. I think you'll want to lend them this chapter as well. What I learned about men and shame changed my life.